Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to rebuild a classic jungle top loop with that chopped vinyl character that feels dusty, alive, and just unstable enough to be exciting. The goal here is not to make a perfect, sterile drum loop. We want something that feels like it came off an old dubplate, but still lands cleanly in a modern drum and bass mix. So we're going to focus on groove, micro-editing, movement, grit, and control. That combo is where the jungle magic really happens. Now, one important mindset shift before we start. Think in layers of function, not just sound. A jungle top loop usually has to do several jobs at once. It drives momentum, keeps the upper range interesting, and helps bridge the gaps between phrases in the arrangement. So every edit you make should serve the groove, the energy, or the transition. Let's start with the source material. You want a break sample, a looped break, or even a collection of hits from a break that has strong snare transients and enough hat to tail to carry the top end. If the source has too much kick and low body, don't worry, we can strip that away. In fact, for a top loop, that low-end contamination is often something we want to remove anyway so the loop can sit above the bass line and not fight it. If you've got something classic like an Amen-style break, a Think-style break, or any old-school breakbeat excerpt, that's a great starting point. If it's too full range, just duplicate it and make one version dedicated to the top end. That's a really practical move, because jungle top loops need space to breathe. Once the sample is in Ableton, turn warp on and get the timing under control. For drum material, beats mode is usually the first thing to try. Set preserve to 1/16th or 1/8th depending on how chopped or open you want it to feel. If the break is already close to tempo, line up the start cleanly and make sure the loop cycles tightly over two bars. Now here's where we decide how much control we want. If you want a more traditional loop approach, you can keep it as audio and work with warp markers and edits. But if you really want that chopped vinyl feel, right-click the clip and slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient if you want natural break hits, or slice by 1/16th if you want more sequencer style control. Ableton will build a drum rack from the slices, and that gives you much more freedom to rearrange the groove. This is a big part of the illusion. Jungle often feels alive because it isn't just looped, it's resequenced. That chopped record feel comes from rearranging fragments, as if someone was riding the fader and cutting up the break live. Now create a two-bar MIDI pattern using those slices. Think of this as building the groove, not just placing notes. Start with the backbone. You might have a snare on 2 and 4, or a chopped version of that backbeat. Then add ghost snares leading into accents, quick hat fragments on the off beats, and tiny break flams before the main snare hits. Leave a few gaps in the pattern too. Jungle groove needs air. If every 16th is packed, the rhythm stops breathing and starts sounding mechanical. Velocity is huge here. Don't leave everything at the same value. Accents can live somewhere around the 95 to 120 range, while ghost notes can sit much lower, maybe 20 to 60. Hats should vary all the time. Even if the pattern is repetitive, the dynamics should feel like a performance. That variation is part of what makes a loop feel sampled and human. You can also try a subtle groove pool swing. Keep it light. Jungle doesn't want a super sloppy shuffle, but a little lilt goes a long way. Something around 55 to 65% timing is a good range to explore. Just don't overdo the randomization, because we want movement, not mush. Now let's bring in the chopped vinyl instability. This is where the loop stops sounding like a clean edit and starts sounding like a record being handled in real time. One simple way is to use auto filter with slow cutoff movement. Try a low pass or band pass shape. Set the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz depending on how bright the break is, and add a bit of resonance. Then automate that cutoff very subtly over the two-bar loop. It should feel like the sound is shifting under pressure, not obviously opening and closing like a filter effect. You can also use frequency shift or shifter very gently, just to introduce a tiny pitch drift. Keep it extremely subtle. We're not trying to make the loops sound out of tune. We're trying to create texture and instability, like tape or vinyl playback with a tiny wobble. If you hear the effect clearly, you've probably gone too far. Now let's build a solid device chain. A really practical stock Ableton chain for this kind of loop is a EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, glue compressor, and utility. First, EQ8. Use it to remove mud and shape the top. High pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the sample. If there's a harsh nasal area around 2 to 4 kHz, tame it a bit. If the loop is dull, you can gently lift the top end around 8 to 12 kHz. Be careful though. Jungle top loops need body in the mids even when the low end is removed, so don't hollow it out too much. Next is drum bus. This is one of the best devices for giving brake slices a bit more attitude and glue. Add a touch of drive, maybe around 5 to 20% depending on the source. A little crunch can help. Keep boom low or off for a top loop, because we don't want to rebuild the low end here. If the hits need more snap, raise transient slightly. Drum bus helps the loop feel like one performance instead of separate chopped samples. After that, saturator. This is where you can add harmonic thickness and a slightly worn edge. Use something like analog clip or soft sign, drive it by a couple dB, and keep soft clip on if needed. Again, this is about edge and density, not obvious distortion. If the loop turns into fuzzy static, back off. Then auto filter. This is your movement tool. Bandpass can give the break a more sampled, boxy feel, while lowpass can make it darker and more intro-friendly. Automate the cutoff across the loop or across phrases so the top line feels like it's evolving. Modest resonance, a little drive if you need it, and you've got a very effective character tool. Glue compressor comes next, but keep it light. We want cohesion, not flattening. A 2-to-1 ratio, a moderate attack, auto or around 0.3 second release, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Just enough to bind the chops together. Finally, utility. Use it to control stereo width and trim gain. If the loop feels too wide or unstable in mono, narrow it a bit. The core rhythmic energy should stay centered enough that it works with a bass line. Wide is cool, but wide and weak is not the goal. At this point, the loop should already have some character. But the real jungle authenticity comes from micro edits. Go into arrangement view and make intentional imperfections. Shift a slice a little early or late. Duplicate a hat fragment for a quick retrigger. Remove a slice for a 1/16th gap. Create a tiny stutter before a snare hit. These little actions are what make the loop feel played rather than pasted. You can also reverse a tiny hat slice before a snare for a quick tension lift. Add a quiet ghost snare 1/16th before the main snare. Or place a little pickup at the end of bar 2 so it pulls the loop back into bar 1. Those are classic jungle moves. They create that feeling of constant forward motion. If you want even more life, layer a second top element. This can be a tight shaker loop, a filtered ride pattern, a very quiet vinyl noise texture, or a high-passed fragment from another break. Keep the layer subtle. Its job is to add motion, not clutter. High-pass it aggressively, often above 300 to 500 Hz, and keep it lower in the mix than the main loop. That extra layer can really help create the busy, rolling jungle top without crowding the spectrum. Once the loop is feeling good, resample it. This is a very jungle way of working. Recording the loop to a new audio track lets you lock in the bounce, the grit, the tiny timing quirks, and the processing character. After that, you can chop it again, reverse small sections, or process it further. It's a cycle of destruction and reconstruction, and that's part of the aesthetic. Now put it into an arrangement mindset. A jungle top loop should evolve, not just repeat forever. For an intro, you might filter it down and keep it looser, with some vinyl noise or reduced density. For the drop, bring in the full loop with the snare accents and the tighter snap. For a breakdown, strip it back to hats and ghost chops. And for transitions, automate the filter down and then slam it back open for impact. A good habit is to make the second bar say something different. Even a tiny change in the last half bar can keep a two-bar loop interesting for much longer. That could be an extra retrigger, a missing hit, or a little pickup into the next phrase. Don't let the pattern become wallpaper. Also, check the loop in context early. Soloed breaks can be deceptive. As soon as it's around 70% done, test it against a bass line and maybe a pad or atmosphere. That will tell you immediately whether the loop still works when the low end is in play. In drum and bass, the bass is the boss, so the top loop needs to support it, not compete with it. If you want to push the sound darker or heavier, darken the source before processing. High pass it, maybe cut some glossy top if the hats are too shiny, and add a small presence bump if the snare needs help. Another good trick is to use saturation in stages instead of one heavy hit. A little saturation before drum bus and a little after EQ can create a denser, more controlled grime. You can also make a parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the track or use a return and process that copy with something like saturator, roar, or redux, then band limit it with EQ and blend it quietly underneath. That gives you energy and texture without losing the transient clarity of the main loop. For arrangement, think in phrases. Let the loop evolve every 8 bars. Maybe the first 2 bars are filtered and sparse, then the next 2 bars are fuller, then a fill appears, then a slice drops out before the next section. Small changes keep the loop feeling intentional. You can even create two versions of the same loop, a cleaner, more open phrase and a denser phrase B with extra retriggers or a snare pickup. Alternating those makes the groove feel more like an edited performance, and less like a copied block. Live 12 probability tools are useful here too. Put ghost chops at maybe 20 to 50% probability, and keep the main accents fixed. That gives you controlled unpredictability without losing the backbone of the rhythm.